Hi, this is Mitch Mitchell of the Jimi Hendrix Experience in the studio for the making of Electric Ladyland.
Thank you, Mitch. One thing is certainly clear from reading biographies on Jimi Hendrix, such as John McDermott's definitive Setting the Record Straight. Hendrix avoided head-on confrontation. But with paternal mentor Chas Chandler gone back to London, Jimmy could be more proactive, according to experienced drummer Mitch Mitchell.
We found it at that time as well. Sometimes it was easier and faster to work with Jimmy and myself, with just a rhythm guitar and drums, and Jimmy, he put the bass on afterwards. It wasn't an ideal way of working, but you know, that's what we did. Thing was, there was still a lot of concerts to do as the Experience, as a three-piece. And not long after that, when changes did go down, we did a band with, you know, more pieces. We did the Woodstock Festival with more pieces added. But that didn't feel that comfortable either, or that it was just the wrong band. So consequently, Jimmy and myself, we just went back to the three-piece, but that time with Billy Cox. And that was coming towards the end of for the last year. And that band, with Billy Cox, myself and Jimmy, was quite a bit different from the Experience. I've got fond memories of that particular band. It was quite powerful in its own way, in a much different way musically than the original Experience. And the Experience thing put a lot of pressure on Jimmy that he didn't like, which he created himself, like, you know, getting known for burning the guitar and the rest of the wild, so, you know, inverted commas, wild show that went with it, you know, because people did expect, the word got around that, you know, here's a guy that plays guitar with his teeth and behind his back and this, that and the other. And that gets very boring. That's across to bear Jimmy had to live with. And yeah, I know, it's his own monster.
Hooray, I awake from yesterday, alive but the war is here to stay. So my love, Katharina and me, desire to take a last walk through the noise to the sea. Not to die, but to be reborn, away from the land so battered and torn. Say, can you see it's really such a mess? Every inch of earth is a fighting mess. Giant pencil and lipstick tube shaped flames continue to rain and cause screaming pain, and the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea. It's straight ahead. That's what they say. That's why they coming with this thing. And they also said it's impossible for a man to live and breathe underwater. Forever was a main complaint. And they also threw this in my face. They said, anyway, you know good and well, it would be beyond the will of God and the grace of the king. Of the king.
So my darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment ever on dry land. Our machine is done its work, fed its part well. Without a scratch on our body, I may bid it farewell. Starfish and giant flumes greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take a last look at the killing noise.
Warp the outer style.
If you look at Jimi Hendrix, and if you take the album Electric Ladyland for just one example, I think if you take a song like 1983, where clearly he was trying to create, as he described, a sound painting, it wasn't something that was rooted in the pop structure of the time. I don't think he was looking at what, you know, either the Beatles or Stax or Motown or any other artist was doing. He was truly looking at composing and trying to capture a vision and articulate a very particular vision of what he wanted to do.
Apparently, this clear musical vision that Hendrix had did not extend to all areas of his career at the time of Electric Ladyland's October 1968 release, because when the album appears in England, the cover is adorned with no less than 19 nude women. This would never pass muster in current-day Walmart stores. So in 1968, what on earth were they thinking? Drummer Mitch Mitchell.
If only we knew. I mean, we were very pissed off, to put it mildly. Because at that time, Linda Eastman McCartney, bless her soul, there were a lot of pictures we'd have taken. Some of them, unfortunately, got lost and or stolen. Jimmy, the second time around, he left some in a cab. He did that once before with a master tape. Jimmy had actually done some artwork, and we spent some time with Linda going out, sorting out some pictures for the album. And then suddenly, boom, you know, this frigging thing's released. It was, you know, you suddenly realise the lack of control or care. And it was happening all over the shop, you know, all over different parts of the world. With records as well, the editing. You get a copy of something that's released in Spain or something, and the level was incredibly low. We saw it, and you know, a couple of times in the very early days, you'd spend all your hours and all your time in the studio, and everything would be fine, but you give the your tape over to be mastered, and it'd be like. In England, there was like this guy, Old Joe, down in the basement of, you know, Pye Records with his pipe, making sure that the needles didn't go into the red area. You know, I mean, things were cut at a ridiculous level, so all your music went up in smoke. Yeah, it made you realise how little control you had about the material that was coming out. And, that picture, you know, that sleeve note, was just an abomination. This one... As regards that sleeve note, I mean, that comes down to my knowledge, to Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp at Track, and I suppose Mike Jeffrey. Everyone was very squirmish about it, you know? I mean, no one really owned up. I think Chris Stamp, obviously, you know, hey, this is the cover, this is what we've done. I mean, thought you'd like it, you know? No. It was, that was like just controversy for the sake of it.
With separate record companies and marketing plans in England and America for the Jimi Hendrix Experience, with separate managers at odds in England and now the U.S., the Jimi Hendrix Experience had to navigate a business minefield. Again, drummer Mitch Mitchell.
We weren't questioning what was going on or what was not going on, and how we were being ripped off one way or another financially. Because we were just working. Until one day it does, you know, break upon you that maybe everything isn't quite as it should be. So consequently, you know, to answer your question, when you hear you've got a number one album in England, you know, what should be a glorious event, you know, you're so burnt out and darn tired at that time, it doesn't really mean too much, quite honestly. You know, at that period of time, if there's something in the infinite wisdom of the management, if there'd been any sense, there should have been a break and, you know, some downtime. It got a little bit better towards the later stages of working, where we would go out and just play just work at the weekends without, you know, it wasn't like stupid traveling all the time.
Recording studio, the console, and multi-track recording as a creative musical instrument. There's an example of the world's first electronic composer, James Marshall Hendrix, on the song 1983, A Mermaid I Should Turn to Be, from the album Electric Ladyland. Next, amidst the civil rights unrest and race riots in U.S. cities in 1968, plus the Chicago rioting during the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. Jimi Hendrix, a 25-year-old black male, led an all-white band on tour through the segregated U.S. South. I'm Redbeard. That's next. In the studio.
Hey, Sneezy, go to sleep.
I can't.
You could if you take NyQuil. It'll help your symptoms. So you'll sleep great. You know, like you do when you cuddle on the couch with a warm fleece blanket, a cozy fire, and a chick flick.
Now that's my kind of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved LiquiCaps.
Would you like to know what the future holds? Call the psychic phone line today and talk with a real live psychic. Our psychics are fully licensed and guaranteed to know what the future holds. Just listen.
Hello, psychic phone line, may I help you?
Tell me what the future holds.
Good news.
I'll be rich and successful?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
The Goodyear Stockroom Clearance Tire Sale is going on right now. Our stockroom just can't hold any more tires, so we're clearing out a wide selection of popular Goodyear passenger performance and light truck tires. Plus, when you buy four selected Goodyear tires, you'll get up to a $50 cash card. But hurry, the Goodyear Stockroom Clearance Tire Sale and $50 cash card offer both end January 17th. Don't let these great deals pass you by. For complete details, call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit any participating Goodyear retailer.